God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
In his book, Be Thou Prepared, Pastor Carl Gallups writes about equipping the church for persecution and for times of trouble. This is Pastor Larry from Southwest Radio Church. Does anyone doubt that we are living in times of persecution and trouble? In 2015, statistics indicate that there are 88.8 guns for every 100 people in America. Those same figures show that there are approximately 270 million privately owned guns in America. For the purpose of comparison, Israel has only 7.3 privately owned guns for every 100 people. The United Nations released a report of the nations of the world with the highest murder rates. The United States, the largest gun-owning nation in the world, did not even make the top 10. I know there are some people who don't like guns and would never even think of owning one. That's their prerogative, and I respect that. I am, however, greatly concerned about those candidates who are promising to create a gun-free America. That will never happen. If guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. It always works that way. It's also important to note that the police are not everyone's private bodyguards. A 2005 Supreme Court ruling declared that the police are under no constitutional obligation whatsoever to protect an individual from harm. Aren't you a little concerned that there are some candidates running for office who want to defund the police, open our borders, and abolish the Second Amendment? We're back with Terry James. He, along with Dr. Tom Horn, have written Antichrist and the Final Solution. This is a tremendously detailed book, 345 pages, that will take you on a prophetic journey. It's quite detailed, like I say, and it very carefully brings in a lot of breaking news, contemporary developments, and things that we hear about today on the news and takes you to the Word of God. Thank you, Terry. Always glad to have you as a guest.
It's always a pleasure to be here with you, Larry. It always is.
Well, you've written several books. You've been engaged in bringing several prophetic Bible researchers together on these massive book projects. And, of course, you've written your own books. I thank you for asking me to take part, and you've got all of this stuff laid out so well. You are pursuing some real prophetic, biblical, literary goals. So what's amazing about all of this tremendous output of great prophetic material is that you are blind, and how you've managed to do so much. Just tell us a little bit about that, because I know your testimony is always an inspiration to me, and I always hear people telling me, boy, that guy Terry James is really something. You know, they talk about your prophecy knowledge, which is great, but they also talk about your testimony. So maybe for a minute or two, just share a little bit about your blindness.
Well, I'm glad to do so, Larry, and pleased to have the opportunity, because the Lord Jesus Christ gets all the honor and glory, as you know, as he does in your life, and he has certainly affected both of our lives. You've done some tremendous things and continue to do tremendous things. I mean, the goodness, a sheriff coming out of New York City, who's ever thought, right?
state trooper, right?
state trooper. I thought you were the sheriff's department. Anyway, state trooper, yeah. But God has done some tremendous things with us, and mine all started, I was in public relations, advertising, and so forth, and I've always loved words, loved to work with words, and advertising was an ideal format for that. I do this catchy headlines, and all that. Well, God wanted me, obviously, turn my head a different direction, and I wasn't always compliant. So I believe that I consider this blindness a judgment. I consider it a very wonderful, loving, corrective judgment. And here's why. I got retinitis pigmentosa. It's a hereditary family disease. But I and my first cousin, a girl, are the only two who have had it, thankfully, in our family. But that's what the retinal specialist said. So I went to the retinal specialist, and he said, I think you have this. And it was a fairly unknown disease at the time. It's a degeneration of the rods and cones of the retina. And so I went home, and I said, well, you know, he says that this is going to lead to blindness, and we just had a little son, young son, and I said, of course, I was just totally distraught, and I got me some little green pills that the doctor gave me to help me calm down a little bit. And, well, one of them nearly knocked me so cuckoo that I put those aside, never took another one. But I just finally got to the point. I said, Lord, I can't do anything about this. And I said, if you won't take this from me, and I begged him to do that, you know. But like Paul, the Lord told me that my grace is sufficient. He told me that in my very heart. I said, well, if you can't take the blindness from her, if you won't take the blindness from me for your own reasons, please take the terrible depression, because it was horrific knowing that I was going to go blind. They told me that. And, you know, it was instantaneous, Larry. I tell everybody that. It was an instantaneous healing. I have not, and you can ask anybody who knows me, and you know me best as well as anybody. I've never had 1 second of depression or anything like that. And God set me on a new course He woke me up one night. I still had my eyesight early in the morning, one morning, and it just put in my mind and heart, why don't you do a book of compilation with some well-known prophecy people? And that just hit me out of the blue, and I did. I got together with Dave Breese, who was just a wonderful man. I don't know if you ever knew Dave, but he was just a superman. He's just a wonderful guy. And he kind of helped me put all this stuff together. And I put together a group, and it was called Storming Toward Armageddon. It was during the 91-92 First Desert Storm War, around that era. So from that book has flowed all of the other things we've done, and I've done 36 books, I think I've counted, so 36, 37 books in those years since my first publication in 1993. So God has been very good. And I like to tell the story of my little daughter, close associate, and I just love her like a daughter, Angie Peters. I had to back away from the computer finally because I couldn't see it anymore. And I said, we're going to have to do something. The Lord's going to take over because I can't do this anymore. And I was right in the middle of doing this, the first book and everything. And so she said, why don't you put an ad in the paper, the local paper, and see if there's anybody here with some skills, editorial skills, and so forth, that might help. So I did that. And Larry, I got 15 2 days later, and a blind ad, no pun intended, I got 15 resumes in. And I told Margaret, I said, you know, we haven't had any little kids in a long time around here. I'd like to see, as long as I've got this many to look at, I want to look at somebody that might have some little kids we might could just kind of be grandma and granddad to and talk to them once in a while. And Angie showed up on our doorstep after I called her a few days later, and it's just like magic. Angie has not only edited my book, she has edited some of the big names in prophecy, you know, Tim LaHaye, a lot of them. And she's now working on a book for Tom Horn, Pat Boone, you know, Pat Boone, now 86 years old, and I think Pat has kind of adopted her as a daughter, too, according to their conversations. And so Angie's just been a blessing, and God has blessed in so many ways, and given us all of these books and opportunities like talking to you and to the prophecy people out there who love Bible prophecy and love the Lord. And it's just been a real blessing.
What a testimony. And, of course, as you point out, all glory goes to the Lord, and you just surrendered to Him. Sometimes that's very hard, and, you know, let go and let God, and boy, when He takes over, all kinds of great things
happen.
When
He does it, too, and it took some discipline. It took, I mean, on His part, He had to discipline, He had to correct me, and got to take it that way, and I got joy in my heart when I think of it. He took that much time with Terry James, who's nobody, He took that much time with me to do that, and that's pretty awesome.
Well, you just love Bible prophecy, and friends, we are talking to Terry James. He's co-author with Dr. Tom Horn of the book Antichrist and the Final Solution. Well, Terry, there's a lot of religious fervor in our world. It's not Christian fervor, but religious fervor. Talk to us about the Antichrist sidekick, the false prophet, and how religion will come into play during this time of darkness that we call the tribulation.
Well, I think we see the rise of this religious fervor, and I tell you, it's a substitute for the true Christian faith and the true what the Bible has to say about things. Matter of fact, in a lot of ways, it goes diametrically the opposite. And that is that not God doesn't have the control, but man has the control. That's what all this rage is all about, I think. They hate Christianity. They hate the talk of religion because it stands in the way of doing what is right in their own eyes. I'm talking about those who oppose adamantly. America is founded on its moral foundations, which was Christian. True, all the founding fathers weren't Christians, but they were deists, some of them, but they all adhered to, believe that it's best to adhere to biblical principles. Well, the world today is just the opposite. It's come completely into the opposite direction. And one of the key points to point to is the fact that I believe that global warming, now turned into climate change, is probably going to be the religious mantra of the left going forward. And the reason I say that, one reason, is because I think one of the champions of this, and I don't mean to hurt any of our Catholic friends' feelings, but I think it's this Pope has gone a long way toward taking the world in that direction. That climate change, worship of Mother Earth, is more important than anything else. Social issues and worship of Mother Earth. So I think climate change is going to be the mantra now. Now, I hear not only, I'm not the only one saying this, and it's not only Protestants saying this, but I hear a lot of even Catholic, some of the top bishops and some of the top clergy within the Catholic Church are saying that they believe that this is the last pope, probably. And yeah, I've even read a lot of things somewhere some of the top people have said that they believe this man may be the false prophet, the second beast of chapter 13 of Revelation. And I won't go that far. I won't say that. But he certainly has some of the characteristics, I think, that talks about that. And, of course, the false prophet, the false prophet will be the second beast of Revelation chapter 13. And he will point all worship, direct all worship to the Antichrist, to the first beast who comes up out of the sea, in other words, out of the sea of peoples, and also out of the all of the other great empires of the world. This nondescript beast, as he comes out of the sea, as John saw him, and the same beast that Daniel saw back in chapter 7 of Daniel. This beast comes up out of the sea, and it's a sea of humanity. And this other person, this false prophet, will come out of the land. Now, we take that to believe, usually when God speaks of the land like this, it's usually out of the area of Israel. So he could be a person that comes out of Israel in some way. But I think that he could be a Catholic pope or somebody like that. Of course, the false prophet will cause all to worship the Antichrist. And he will, of course, Antichrist will institute the marks and numbers system of Revelation 13, verses 16 through 18, where everybody has to buy or sell using the mark and the number and the system, and the name, his name is somehow tied up, the Antichrist's name is somehow tied up with the number 600, 666, or 666. Well, we see that system developing now. We see they're wanting to get away more from hard currency. Partly this COVID-19 thing has caused some of this conjecture that we should do away with hard currency, dollars and coinage, in order to just make it an electronic transfer-type currency. That way that people don't have to handle it and get germs and all this kind of nonsense. And so we see that system developing right now, the buying and selling system. And I personally believe that as soon as the rapture occurs, the world is going to go into such chaos that the Antichrist and his false prophet are going to come up with this particular system at some point to solve the so-called economic system that has destroyed the whole world, caused starvation, all this. He's going to have the answer. I believe part of it's going to be this currency system, this electronic currency transfer.
Well, we know that someplace down the road, the globalist elite, the deep state, will gain the ascendancy. I think the 2016 election put that on hold for a time, and we see the globalist elite rearing its ugly head. I think this is one of the primary reasons for the so-called Trump derangement syndrome. He is certainly for America, and MAGA hats, Make America Great Again, throw the left into a vicious rage. We've got about 2 minutes, and I know we've got a lot to talk about, but maybe in the 2 minutes that remain, talk a little bit about the globalist elite and what they really want to see happen.
Of course, we hear at the apex of this global elite, we hear the name George Soros a lot, don't we? And I think that it is his sort that probably is at this, humanly speaking. But God's Word, of course, points out that according to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, I think it is, that we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, against the wickedness in high places. And I believe we're talking about both human and demonic beings. They're at that, and I believe the demonic beings are inspiring the elite, so-called elite. And we see that through Agenda 21, the plans by the UN and others to bring the whole world into a one-world configuration. And that's what the rage is all about, as you were talking about. It's just a satanic rage to set the stage for the Antichrist regime, which is going to rule. And it's, again, it's this wickedness in high places, the principalities and powers in high places. And certainly, I think we've seen David Rockefeller, I read his mantra. He said that if he's accused of wanting everybody to come under one world, America to come under the one world system, and to add all of its assets to the one world system, and for a small group to rule from a one world system, because he thinks that would be best. If people are accusing him of that, he said he more than accepted it, and he even embraced it. And so we have this whole mindset of this elite. I think maybe Kissinger and some of these others, Soros, and a lot of others you could probably name, Bill Gates. So I think all these people who think they have the answers are in that cabal. And it's just a matter of time. I think it's this church is a restraining influence. The Holy Spirit within the church is a restraining influence on all this evil. And when the rapture occurs, the church is gone, and the Holy Spirit removes as restrainer. He's always here because he's omnipresent, but he will remove in that office as restrainer. I think then we're going to see all hell break loose on this earth.
That's exactly it. Yes. Well, we are out of time, but wow, what two great programs. Thank you so much, Brother Terry, and the Lord bless you in your writing and literary endeavors.
Thank you so much for having me, Larry. I appreciate it so much.
Matthew, please come to the mic and tell our listeners how they can get Antichrist and the Final Solution.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. Our special offer today is the new book by Terry James and Tom Horn titled The Antichrist and the Final Solution. You can have a copy for a gift of $20 if you live in the United States and $40 if you live in Canada. To place your order, just call our call center at 1-800-652-1144. The operators will be happy to help you place your order. If you'd rather write and place your order, just send that letter to Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And of course, you can order on our website at swrc.com. We also have the best-selling book by Tom Horn titled Shadowland. You can have a copy of Shadowland for a gift of $20. Better yet, get both books, The Antichrist and the Final Solution, and the book Shadowland for a gift of $35. The number to call is 1-800-652-1144. The address to write is Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And the website is swrc.com. Here again is Pastor Larry.
Aircraft are often called germ boxes. Hundreds of passengers are in close confinement and all breathe the same air. However, a new military-led study reveals there is a low risk for passengers traveling aboard large commercial aircraft of contracting an airborne virus such as COVID-19, and it doesn't matter where they sit on the plane.
Researchers have concluded that because of sophisticated air particle filtration and ventilation systems on board the Boeing 767-300 and 777-200 aircraft, the planes tested for the study, airborne particles within the cabin have a very short lifespan.
More good news is out. Though initial alarmist reports saw COVID-19 as a death warrant for millions, the World Health Organization's new estimate puts the coronavirus death rate at only 0.13%. That's a little more than 0.1%, which the WHO says is the rate for the seasonal flu. The new figure is way down from the WHO's estimate in March of a death rate of 3.4%, a figure that sparked panic worldwide, fueling the catastrophic lockdowns. A rate of 3.4% is more than 26 times higher than a rate of 0.13%.
Some thought the lockdowns were extreme, but they were in the minority. Most believed the lockdowns were necessary as fear and terror gripped the country. But the Epoch Times reports that over 30,000 health experts have signed a declaration against the COVID-19 lockdowns. As of October 13th, over 23,000 of the signatories were medical practitioners and 9,000 were medical and public health scientists.
The new declaration says public health officials should aim to protect the most vulnerable population while allowing those who are not vulnerable to, quote, resume life as normal, close quotes. Health practitioners state that government officials should take the high cost of the lockdowns into consideration. This includes the negative mental health effects, delayed surgeries, delays in cancer patient diagnostics, and the closure of schools.
Was the panic deliberate? There was certainly the motivation to create a panic that would have devastated the economy. 2020 is a presidential election year. Opponents to Donald Trump, having a second term in office, knew that Mr. Trump's business expertise and dynamic leadership were making him a favorite of a great number of people. Something had to be done to slow down the economy and to put the Trump administration in a bad light.
President Trump has self-identified with Christians and Christian causes. Moreover, his MAGA platform has angered globalists and socialists. As always, light versus darkness, good versus evil. This binary worldview, held by virtually all Christians, played a major role in electing Donald J. Trump as president in 2016. Now, 4 years later, the spiritual battle lines have been drawn, and the stakes are even higher.
If you've been listening to the broadcasts of Southwest Radio Church or keeping up to date with some of the news, you are aware of the full-blown crisis that has developed in California under the radical leadership of Democrat Gavin Newsom, the governor. In an open letter dated September 15, 2020, Matt Staver, Liberty Council founder and chairman, commented on the ongoing defense of churches in what is quickly developing into being the most communist-leaning state in the union. One needs to fear what God's judgment will be upon the leaders in the state of California, even beyond the fires ravaging the West Coast. In the center of Newsom's fury are the 162 churches in the Harvest Rock Church Group, specifically the one in Pasadena. All California worship centers have been ordered to shut down, and even meetings in homes may not include non-family members. San Francisco churches are under the threat of abatement, which is the immediate seizure and destruction of buildings. The only alternative is meeting outside with no more than 12 persons in the sweltering heat and smoke. In Santa Clara, North Valley Baptist Church is being fined $50,000 per week for refusing to cease the biblical mandate to not forsake the assembly of believers. In Sun Valley, Grace Community Church's pastor John MacArthur will likely face contempt of court and jail time for holding services. In Los Angeles, the city is threatening to turn off power and water to all churches. The godless leaders of California are inviting God's wrath for their persecution of God's people who seek to follow the Scripture and enjoy the constitutional freedom of worship to a level to match the freedom being enjoyed by many others, including the lawless rioters. Satan is hard at work using wicked leaders and so-called laws to destroy churches. Do not ignore the obvious. Black Lives Matter's founders are Marxists. The Los Angeles leader of BLM has declared that the practice of conjuring the dead is central to the organization. Antifa has admitted its Marxist roots and is seeking the elimination of all religious beliefs. Governors and bureaucrats across the nation have praised the protesters and rioters, but are seeking to destroy community churches for being encouragement to their neighbors and faithful to the Word of God. We are living in the day of Ephesians 6:12 being acted out in real time. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Further in the passage, we're reminded of our armor's only offensive weapon, our sword, the Word of God. The mandate is important and stated in Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
Those who refuse the New World Order will inevitably be imprisoned and destroyed. Bible prophecy depicts this coming tyrant as the deadliest in human history. Call now to get our special offer, 1-800-652-1144. You can always write to us with an order or comment or question at Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And the website is swrc.com. Perhaps this is the first time you have heard this program. Maybe you've listened for a while and you like this program and look forward to it, but have never called or written in. We invite you to do that today. In fact, for those that call or write today and say, "Jesus is Lord, please send me the DVD," we will send you a complimentary DVD of our TV show we call The Journey. If you like the radio program, wait till you see the video version. It was banned by some TV stations as being too controversial. Since when did the truth become controversial? The number to call is 1-800-652-1144. The address to write is Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And the website is swrc.com.
We at Southwest Radio Church want to thank our listeners and supporters for their faithfulness and continued support. We appreciate you so very much, and God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in today. Tune in Monday on this great station as we begin a new series here on the Watchmen on the Wall program from Southwest Radio Church.